Important purpose of Buddhist teaching yesterday, which means to continue to deepen individual experiences without staying individual particular experience. Constantly you have to deepen the individual particular experience. This is a most important practice in Buddhism. So from this point, we don't have a particular dogma or a particular ism. Even though you see human beings, so-called human, but you have to continue to deepen the meaning of human instead of seeing the world in terms of human eyes. If we emphasize how important human is, we naturally create, build up ism, so-called humanism, okay? And then to see whole world, every world, in terms of human eyes. Then seeing the nature in terms of human eyes, finally nature is separate from us. And then nature is completely something else. So, humans always invade nature. But what's the difference between nature and humans? There is no discrimination. So we have to take best care of nature as well as taking care of human. In order to do this, when you're human, it's all right to have ism, humanism. But we have to polish this humanism. How? We have to continue to. Anyway, deepening the experience of humanism which you have had. That means humanism must be humanism beyond humanism I mentioned yesterday. Buddhism must be Buddhism beyond Buddhism. Religion must be religion beyond religion. That is most important. Otherwise, you know, how can we build up peace? No way. Because human beings are pretty stubborn. Pretty stubborn is pretty selfish. So, that's I mentioned. And then related with this point, you know, the yesterday, made a question, lots of questions. So one question is, do you understand, you misunderstand that Buddhism always negates, don't accept human emotion. I say, don't stay with the emotion. It doesn't mean this one, okay? It doesn't mean to ignore emotion. So, well, today I would like to say about this one, okay? Don't misunderstand this one. So, Dogen Zenji mentions in Genjo Koan, the first several paragraphs, he mentions very logically, this is the very essence of Dogen's thought. Religious thought. So it's a very interesting point, okay? So what is the emotion is, how we should see the emotion in terms of where, okay? Buddhism doesn't mention about abstract being, abstract state of existence. Buddhism always tries to focus on phenomenon, okay? How do you understand the phenomenon? That is most important. emotion is out of the phenomenon? You cannot say so. Whatever it is, emotion, intellectual sense, and delusions, and Buddhas, all a beautiful picture of the beautiful the aspects, the beautiful decorations reflected in the world, phenomenal world. So you cannot ignore anything. So how do you see phenomena? That is Buddha's teaching. You always chant Prajnaparamita. It is not nihilistic. What is a form? Form is emptiness. What is a form is? Form is, anyway, talking about phenomena. Okay, phenomena. That is a form. So even the Prajnaparamita always teaches us how we should contemplate, how we should take view of phenomenal world where we live. Okay? That's all it mentions. But usually people misunderstand the meaning of Prajnaparamita. Always that it says the form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Very naturally, most people feel pessimistic. That is very shallow understanding. Okay, so there are several paragraphs, very interesting paragraphs. One by one, I would like to say about this one. First paragraph, he says, when all things are Buddha Dharma, he says Buddha teaching, Buddha teachings. I think Buddha Dharma is better. You know, but Thomas Clark uses Buddha teachings. Well, anyway, when all things are Buddha Dharma, then there is delusion and enlightenment, there is cultivation of practice, there is a birth, there is a death, there are Buddhas, there are sentient beings. Okay? This is first paragraph. Another translation says by Abe, Dr. Abe, when all dharmas are Buddha Dharma, there is illusion and enlightenment practice, birth, death, Buddhas, and sentient beings. So, when all things are Buddha Dharma. Buddha Dharma means, yesterday I mentioned, a formless, pure nature of life. Okay? What do you say? Very pure. Formless. Even though you don't believe it, your human life treats life is supported like this. Like that. Supported by this. Okay? Buddha Dharma. We call Buddha Dharma. But it's, plainly speaking, it is a formless, colorless, and smellless, okay, no smell, no colors, no form, anyway, formless and pure, very pure, transparent, nature of life. This is called universal life, missing, or cosmic life, we can say, what? Whatever term you want to use. This is a Buddha Dharma, we say. So when all things are Buddha Dharma means all things are already, okay, Buddha Dharma. And this, when means at this, in this, time and occasion, okay, time and season. The literary time and season, the original says. We translate it just when, okay? But in original text it says time and season, okay? Season means occasion or opportunity, okay? Times, we call jisetsu. Generally speaking, jisetsu means season. Okay? But literally, jisetsu means time and season. So all things, phenomena, all things in the phenomenal world are they already supported by, not supported exactly same things, already the formless pure nature of life. Okay? In this time and season, in this time and occasion, okay, there is illusion and enlightenment and practice and births and deaths and Buddhas and sentient beings, okay. So already what is the reason why all sentient beings exist? What is the reason? The first paragraph is said, doesn't then bring up how do you see, how you should see phenomenal world which exists already, what you can see through your six senses. Okay? Don't see the just the form, but you should see the phenomenal world in the bigger scale, universal perspective. That's why yesterday I mentioned don't be mean, don't be nasty to all beings. So your thinking, your thought, the consciousness, delusions, emotions, whatever it is, don't be nasty. Okay? But we are pretty easy to be nasty or to be mean, don't you think so? So that's why the invention brings up first. How do you see this phenomenon you can see now? Okay? So that's why, and also Dogen Rinpoche mentions in the Sutra of the Mountains and Rivers, water. He says the immediate present of mountains and water, they are the total manifestation of Buddhas and ancestors. Means don't look at immediately the mountains and water in terms of just phenomenal world. You should see them in a universal perspective, how mountains are also Buddhas and ancestors. Means mountains and water are, you know, formless, pure nature of life. Something more than you have believed. Okay? That's why this is total picture of present existence of trees, pebbles, and all sentient beings. But human beings are very narrow understanding. That's why Dogen Rinpoche brings up this point first, alright? Then, if so, is there anything you should throw away in terms of human evaluation? Pebbles, the puppy seed is very small, invaluable. It's not valuable. In comparison with the Himalaya mountain, mountains are huge, so mountains are important. Puppy seed, it's not important. Something like that. Do you believe there are anything you should throw away? Nothing to throw away. So that's first paragraph Dogen Rinpoche mentions, alright? And then next paragraph he mentions when mediate things are all not self. There is no illusion, no enlightenment, no Buddhas, no sentient beings, no birth, no death. Okay? So, first, in the first paragraph, So in the dimensions, you should believe in self-nature, which means faultless, pure nature of life. Okay? You should believe it. And next, Dogen Zenji denied the quality of self-nature, because if we believe self-nature, which exists forever, which makes it possible for all things to exist, we believe it and we grasp it, okay, and we build up ism, okay. So very naturally, eternalism, something like that. So if you build up eternalism, your life is put in eternalism and see the world always in the glass, in the telescope of eternalism. So if you see somebody who don't believe eternalism, you're really mad at. So that's why humans are very easy to attach to ism, or attach to a certain ideas based on a definite conclusion of the world of the human beings. Okay? If you believe it is important, very naturally we can make definite conclusion and build up ism. And then we try to see whole world from ism. Okay? So that's why, second, I think Dogen Zenji mentions, when the media thinks are all not self, this self is not individual self. This is a very objective self. If you see yourself very the inner self, if you see inner self, or not inner self, if you see the self, okay, very closely, I think very naturally that self is not individual self, but also universal self. And universal self means that self is a kind of something existent for long without change. If you look at your life since your birth, and you look at the pictures, you know, so every year your life has been changing, but you don't believe your life changed day to day and year after years. So unconsciously, or you believe there is something, okay? Something called oneself exists since your birth up to now. Okay? So that is always, you know, some ideas. It's the ism. So eternalism. Otherwise, you cannot use the word change, you know. You say everything is changed, but you don't understand the change exactly, because behind the change, you believe consciously or unconsciously unchangeable entities. So that's why you use the change, but actually you don't understand the change exactly. If you don't believe unchangeable entities, you really become uneasy. Okay? So, anyway. So that's why when this is a self, okay? Something is going to for long without change. So, when mediated things are all not self, that's all not self, there is no delusion, no enlightenment, no Buddhas, no sentient beings, no birth, no death. Means the first of all, in first paragraph, we should appreciate all being present, the presence of all sentient beings, because beyond our speculation, they have a definite, clear reason why they exist, as well as human existence. Okay. Then next, how do you see those phenomena? So, the quality of all sentient beings don't have any substance of their own. So very naturally, there is no delusions, no Buddhas, no sentient beings. Means sentient trees is a trees in terms of your eyes, but tree is something more than trees, what you have understood. That's why there is no trees, we can say. Okay. Right? So, in the first paragraph, they're talking about self nature. Second paragraph, no self, non self nature. Okay? And then you can see a phenomena with deep views, deep understanding, okay? Pretty deeply you can understand. And the third paragraph, because the Buddha way originally sprung forth from abundance and paucity, there is birth and death, delusion and enlightenment, sentient beings and Buddhas. Okay. Well, first and second paragraph, little bit separately, they're going to bring up one by one. Okay. And self-nature and non-self-nature. And then the human intellectual understanding always to separate both of them. But you should see the true reality of phenomena, how they exist from day to day, from moment to moment. So he says in the third paragraph, Buddha way originally sprang forth from abundance and paucity. Well, they exist as they are beyond idea of being or not being, or idea of the abundance or paucity, beyond idea of good or bad, right or wrong. Anyway, it is they exist as they are. Based on first paragraph, self nature and non-self nature, both are working together. Okay, that is go beyond. Right? Here says beyond abundance paucity means if you see human phenomenon in terms of first paragraph, we say they exist. That means idea of being. Okay, in terms of non self nature, we say no being, something like that. But in terms of true reality of all sentient beings, both working together, so there is no discrimination between. So that's why it says beyond abundance and poverty. And then there is a birth and death. So who is Kali? Who is all of you? What is the tables? What is the cushion? What is the floors? What is the Minnesota? You know? Minnesota is object of your intellectual evaluation. Yes, we may say so, but in terms of true reality of present situation of Minnesota is beyond your speculation, beyond human agency. then it exists as it truly is. Okay? That is a total picture of phenomena. So you have to see this one. And then the next, okay? In other words, in the third paragraph, complete beyond, nothing to comment. Okay, nothing to comment. If you see this one, nothing to comment. It is, it exists as it is. That's it. What is just the is of itself? So nothing to, because beyond, everything comes from beyond anyway, well, human agency. And then the third, last paragraph says, moreover, though this is so, flowers fall when we cling to them, and weeds only grow when we dislike them. Then, showing the intimations, human emotions. Where is that human emotions? Okay? If you believe phenomena is completely beyond abundance or the property, no illusion, and no emotions, no intellectual sense, no, you can say. On the other hand, you should accept emotion or exact in terms of idea of self-nature. No. So I say, accept your emotion, accept your life doesn't mean in terms of certain idea of acceptance or not acceptance. Beyond acceptance or not acceptance, emotion is there. That means you should accept. That's what I mean, okay? So, even though people say you shouldn't accept, whatever. If you ask the people always different ideas, two different ideas, accept, not accept, okay? Or another idea is no ideas, no ideas, neutral. But whatever it is, it really makes you confused. That idea leaves you really in confusion. And then you try to take it off. Well, psychology says you should accept it. Okay, I will accept. But if you take care of human life in terms of idea of acceptance, very naturally, some person said gives you some idea so-called non-acceptance. So if you take care of in terms of some certain idea acceptance, affirmative aspect to human life, then negative aspect of human life comes up naturally. So acceptance, non-acceptance. We always taking care of human life like this. That's why very confused. For a certain period of time, it's helpful, useful for us, but it's not for long. It's not completely useful, helpful, or beneficial for us in order to see human beings and others and the trees, birds living in peace and harmony. No. It's very difficult. And so, it means emotion or not, an emotion should be a being beyond human agency. Acceptance or not acceptance. Because total picture of emotion is always going, well, but in the realm of oneness, of acceptance or not acceptance. So there is no particular idea. That is called self-nature and non-self-nature. So very naturally, there is, moreover, Dogen Vinton Mason's the true picture. What is the true picture of all sentient beings? In other words, how all sentient beings exist from moment to moment. That is called picture, okay? True reality. And that time, everything anyway exists beyond human agency. The good or bad, right or wrong, being or not being, and abundance or poverty, whatever. Okay? Acceptance or not acceptance. Then you have to see emotions. You have to see emotion, you have to see functioning of the consciousness, you have to see the functioning of the words. Okay? So words, what words are what? You don't like words. So words exist with some human preference of the human emotions. Like or dislike. If you look at the spring exists with the human emotion. Winter exists with the human emotion. So, from this point, how do you take care of winter, spring, okay? Because emotion is what? Emotion is same, exists in the same way as the winter, spring, and life, and this life of the ascension beings, and Buddhas, and delusions in life, all same things. If so, emotion should be taken care of by a certain idea called dislike or like. Or attachment, or not attachment, or acceptance, or not acceptance. No. If so, first of all, anyway, you should accept emotions, intellectual sense, and consciousness, anyway, as a Buddha, we say. Buddha means formless, pure nature of life. Then, that makes you a little bit relieved. In other words, that understanding is really makes your tension be free from creation of tension. But if you try to take your emotion in terms of psychology or philosophy, well, there is more or less tension. So the more you try to take care of by somebody's suggestions, you create more tensions, moral. So finally you don't know how to take care of emotion. You don't know what emotions are. So you never know. Real picture, emotions. So Buddhistic teaching is pretty different teachings. That's why it's very difficult for us to believe. Quite different from a usual sense. That's why you are surprised and you don't accept, you know, smoothly. But this is our training. Anyway, training, this kind of the way of looking at the human world phenomena. This is important. So finally, when you come to the last sentence, I think your mind is getting calm anyway. Getting calm. And then bring up the emotions. How do you take care of emotions? Finally, emotions are very calm. Just like a beautiful flowers and blooming at the heart of the mountains, you know. It doesn't make sense in a sense, but it is a part of the mountain's life. So emotions are nothing but the part of the universe. So without emotion, you cannot do anything. No? Can't you deal with emotion and like or dislike? Actually, it's very difficult to deal with emotion because according to individual customs, the habits and the heredities and what you have accumulated. That's why it's difficult. But strictly speaking, without emotion, nothing can be done. So emotion is very important for us. Desiring, whatever. So how can you use the emotion for sake of taking care of you, taking care of others, taking care of trees, birds, nature? How do you use? This is a question. Before you hate it, okay, before you love it. But beyond love or dislike or like, anyway, how do you face? How do you confront? How do you face directly emotions, you know, human intellectual sense or words, etc. Okay? So that's why he says, and next, I think that's why next, how do we practice this one? That's why in the next sentence, the two, you know, the next part of there is a very important, you know, the note, the well known sentence by Dogen, to learn the Buddhism is to learn the self. To learn the self is to forget the self. That's why, well, naturally, how do we take care of these emotions? You see the emotion now with calm mind. Next, how do we take care of emotions? So, that's why next, Dogen brings up, how do you take care of emotions? That is to learn the Buddhism is to learn the self. To learn the self is to forget the self, etc. Okay? So I think somebody asked me yesterday, the Buddhism, they kind of deny emotions, the Buddhism don't accept the emotions, but I think this is misunderstood. So Buddhism completely accept anyway. Not at a psychological point of view, okay? It is as a Buddha. Okay, if you have a question, so we can discuss more.
Is there anything besides phenomena?
All of phenomena. Visibly, invisibly. Well, for instance, many phenomena. So even though fictions and even though unknown planet, which you have never known, it is just imaginary being, but still this is also phenomenon.
So is there anything besides phenomena? Is there anything besides phenomena?
No. That's it. All of phenomena.
So when we say Buddha or Dharmakaya or no self nature,
that all are phenomena. Yes. That is a word, you know. When you express it, this is a word, the words are one of the phenomena.
Often
that don't get passed away by your emotion. That's true.
Anyway, that's in my mind. And I want to know how that relates to what you said today.
Yes, I think so. That's why the next Dogen bring up, but to run the Buddhism is to run the self. That self is not small self. We have to learn the big self, you know. Big self means that the the you your life is not the your life what you have understood, but your life is your life in terms of formless pure nature of life. So your life is bigger scale of your life. You know.
So does that mean, like, in terms of a human, emotions sometimes are very messy. Like if your husband dies, it is a time when your grief does take you away or cloud you. Now, is that part of human life? What happens when you forget the self? Do you not react like that? What is your practice then?
Well, of course. I don't think your life is completely taken away by the grief because husband dies. It's of course a certain period of time you cry, then you are tossed away. You seem to be tossed away by grief. But that grief is even right in the middle of grief. Think you still your life is going beyond the grief, beyond the state of being tossed away by the grief you have believed, but actually your life is going. So I think the point is that you should even the grief you feel grief. You see the situation with the grief, but I think we have to pass through this grief. Well, more or less, we are going zigzag, tossed away, but not completely. Sooner or later, we can come back. So I think that's why grief itself is not good, not bad. But grief itself is something you have to pass through.